Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of coming days, we were talking about the staggering number of people that are lined up against Israel at the present time. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The numbers are staggering against Israel. Hezbollah has 10,000 man brigade that are armed with 40,000 missiles. Some of those missiles have long-range capacity, with the capacity of carrying heavy payloads, along with chemical and biological warheads, which they seem to have. Syria has a 500,000-man army with the latest equipment supplied by Russia. It also said that Hamas has about 10,000 missiles. It is believed that the Egyptian military has more than all of them, with nuclear capability, of which they are afraid that in the wrong hands could be a big problem. Our government released $200 million to Egypt to help with Arab Spring in Egypt, just before Mubarak fell for their military use. Now, let us look at those first few verses with that background. Keep not thou silence. Okay, now again, this is our Psalms 83 text. Keep not thou silence. Do not be mute about this, in other words. Keep not thou silence. O God, hold not thy peace. Do not be deaf to what we are saying, and be not still. Do not refrain from helping, O God. Why does he say, O God, twice here? Because he is approaching Almighty God, not the false gods of those nations that surround them. This is a call for God to judge the enemies of Israel. Now, the theologians call this an imprecatory psalm. An imprecatory psalm is a prayer to God to invoke his wrath upon the wicked. An imprecatory prayer is vindication of the purpose and will of God, not necessarily a fleshly revenge. It is to honor God. The land belongs to Israel, and it calls God to defend it. Now, you'll notice, verse 2 says, for lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. The tumult is a loud uproar. They want to turn others against them. And the rest of verse 2 says, they that hate thee, that is, they hate God Jehovah. So he says, they that hate thee have lifted up the head. That is, they exalt themselves over Israel. But also it has the idea of getting a consensus against the enemy. Verse 3 says, they have taken crafty counsel against thy people. You see, as we continue here in Psalm 83, they have not only gone into the UN to get recognition, they've been to Britain. that have been to France and other countries, pushing their statehood for the purpose of moving out Israel. All Israel has required is to recognize them as a Jewish state, and those Arab countries simply will not do it. Verse 3 mentions the hidden ones. That is the idea of a treasure that somebody keeps hid. Maybe they hide it in the ground or in some special place. God has promised Israel unconditionally that she would have a remnant. One day the land would be hers. He even identified the borders for her. These would destroy all the Jews. They will not acknowledge them in any way as a Jewish state. But God says he will preserve his hidden ones. Now notice verse 4. They have said, "Come, and let us cut them off from being a nation." Now, have you ever heard that about Israel? Of course we have. Let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. That is the desire of Islam. Even their maps will not show them in the land. If you look at a map of the area, there is no Israel on their map. No more remembrance. They want to completely annihilate them, which many of their leaders in various lands have stated. It's not a hidden thing. This is not an accusation of a thought or an opinion. Okay? That is that their own leaders have said. Dr. Henry Morris, who is now with the Lord, made this statement on this passage here in Psalm 83. The prophecy primarily applies to the end times, since their defeat will be forever, as it states in verse 17. It will end with these Muslim nations acknowledging Jehovah as supreme over the earth. Think about that. This does not need to happen before the rapture, but it can take place. There is nothing saying that it will not happen before the rapture. We already see the Russian coalition prophesied 2,600 years ago, and those nations have never been together like they are today. And they are going to come together as they are coming together already. We see the nations that surround Israel getting a consensus with their Arab Spring against Israel to actually attack them. And God told us in Psalm 83, 3,000 years ago, that this day was coming. He named the people. He named the land. And I believe that we are seeing it beginning to come to pass. I point this out because Jesus also said in Luke 13:3, "Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Now you need to understand, Jesus Christ was Almighty God come in the flesh. He came here for you, for me. I am a sinner. A sinner saved by grace, but still a sinner. I am going to have my glorified body and all sin removed from me on the day I am caught up to be with the Lord. Until then, I am just a saved sinner. But what I want you to know is that Jesus Christ came to die on a cross so that you could approach God. Do you realize that if Jesus had not died for us, we could not approach God? Now, What is one doing when he is coming to him? Well, you're turning from sin and self. That is what repent means. It means to change the mind. And it also means to turn from. So you are changing the mind. You're turning from yourself, so to speak. You're repenting of yourself, and depending on yourself, you're repenting from that. And now you're going to depend on great. Look, you can't depend on my church, your church, or any other church. It's only the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to get you to heaven. You are depending on him and him alone, because the church doesn't get you there, no matter what denomination it is, no matter what religion, only Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Meaning this, Jesus Christ is the only one that can get you there. So let's continue here in Psalms 83. Now, we've talked about the Middle East coalition of nations that are out to destroy Israel. They want to eliminate the Jews and wipe them completely off the map. The nations surrounding Israel are Arabic and Muslim nations, and they want Israel destroyed. There's no desire to compromise with the peace process for them. Now, there are four coming wars to this earth that the Bible identifies for us. Now, there may be many more wars, but the Bible only mentions four of them. The fourth one is the last one, which is the battle at the end of the thousand-year millennium, which follows the tribulation period, when they all gather together against Jerusalem. They will have been deceived by the devil, who, during the millennium, is chained in the pit. But when he is loose for a short season, he goes out to deceive again. Then there is a war at the end of the tribulation when all nations come together against Israel to fight again. And they are defeated as their blood flows to the horse's bridle. Now, that's in the tribulation. Now, near the beginning of the tribulation, there is the coalition of nations under Russia. It is the Russian coalition mentioned in Ezekiel 38. Then there is the first war the Bible addresses, is the war that could happen before the tribulation and before the rapture, or right after the rapture. Understand, the rapture does not begin the tribulation. The confirming of the covenant with Israel does, but it will not be confirmed with Israel until after the rapture. The war could happen before or after the rapture. However, it will be before the tribulation.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.